Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have Dr. Connie on. Her show, of course, is In the Arms of the Angels. And we have all kinds of exciting stuff to share with you. The first thing is, I want to let you know, if you want to call in for a reading, we're going to be doing readings probably on the half hour. And I see some people in the call queue. We'll actually come and get your names and everything in a few minutes and get you queued up. The phone number, if you want to dial in for a reading, is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And if you caught the end of the last show, you know that one of the things that me and Dr. Connie were doing, which was a lot of fun, is that we were taking turns doing readings. So anything that, I guess to keep it simple, anything that had to do with romance, dating, or anything like that, finding your soulmate, learning about how you can improve yourself to attract the best soulmate into your life, or whatever it is that you're looking for related to relationships, I'm going to be doing readings this evening using Doreen Virtue's The Angels deck, which is the Romance Angels. Anything outside the scope of that will be covered by Dr. Connie with her great coaching gifts and abilities using the Angel deck and other decks that she uses. So tune in for that. So when we actually bring you on the air later for the readings, of course, I'll be taking your names first. You don't have to tell us at that time. But when we actually bring you on for the reading, if you could let us know what type of reading you're looking for, and that'll direct who's going to actually work with you this evening. Sometimes the both of us will actually tag team and work with you to give you all kinds of answers and guidance to empower you. As always, I like to give out the websites if you want to find out more about Dr. Connie and the great services that she does. You can go to her website at www.drconniesays.com. As always, the radio show is advertised at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Before we get started with the show this evening, I want to actually introduce everybody or let you know that for the show that's coming up next month, and I'm actually going to pull up the date real quick. It'll be the first Thursday in April, and that's going to be April 6th. So on April 6th, we are actually going to do something a little bit different with the show. We're going to have on a guest that both me and Dr. Connie will actually co-host an interview with our friend Linda Howell. That's Linda Howell. If you're not familiar with Linda, I should step back and say she is an expert in trains or has trained most people around the world and how to do Akashic Records readings, including healing through the Akashic, discovering your soul path through the Akashic, and discovering your soul's path purpose. I had actually taken her class with her probably about 8 years ago, and she was doing Akashic teachings and stuff before anybody else really knew what the Akashic Records were. Of course, there is so many great teachers out there around the world that teach it now. You don't have to take it from Linda. But as far as I'm concerned, Linda Howell is the founder and creator of how to access the Akashic Records. And we're going to interview her, talk about her new books that are out, and talk about what's really changed over the last couple of years as far as working in this. For some of you who might say, yeah, there's lots of spiritual stuff, but I'm not really familiar with what you're talking about. In general, the simplest method is the Akashic Records is where the history of every single one of your past lives and every recorded event of your life for every time period is actually recorded. So you can actually access the records and find out the purpose, contracts, all kinds of stuff about your life. It's an energy almost, so it has different purposes also, and that's when we'll actually be talking about how you can actually heal through the energy of the records. But in most cases, of course, I've been doing Akashic Record readings for a number of years now for people. It has a tendency to be a little less prophecy, you know, as we always say with prophecy work. it generally falls into the category of romance, finances, health, you know, the standard questions that most people ask. When you go in and do an Akashic Records reading, it really is to go in for a higher purpose, to determine what is the purpose of your soul. Why are you in this lifetime? What is your required as far as contracts and everything to be completed in this lifetime? What are your life lessons? And if there's something you're going through, why is it that you're going through that? So it's a whole different type of information versus the standard quick answers of alternative paths and best answers for anything you might be dealing with today. We will not be doing any Akashic Records readings on this. It does require a whole different venue and, of course, a lot of privacy, because when we do go into the records to pull information on you, it's a very personal and private thing that can only be done between the person who accesses the records and the person who's looking for the information. So tune in next month to hear me and Dr. Connie interview Linda Howell, the founder and creator and director of the Linda Howell Center for Akashic Studies. And with that, I'm really excited to bring on Dr. Connie, who kind of gave me a lot of free space here to do a large introduction. And with that, Dr. Connie, the show is all yours.
All right. Thank you, Mark. I'll talk to you at the half hour, and we'll do some readings.
Sounds good.
So, all righty. Welcome, everyone. It's great to have you back for another In the Arms of the Angels show. And I'm really excited about bringing Mark on. He has a different energy, and it's an expansion of, I think, where spirit seems to be leading this particular show, in being able to offer, a bigger array of answers and possibilities and information, so that each of us can live to our highest and fullest, because it's always my intention when I do a show that the words that I say, the readings that I give, the information shared is for the highest of all concerned. So I think the more information that we can provide for you, it's better for everybody's concerned. So again, thank you. I would like to start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for another opportunity to speak what you would have me speak on tonight. I thank you for Mark and for what he is going to expand on this show, and how people are going to be helped and healed through his words, as well as my words and my readings as well. Thank you for an opportunity to give out information on Akashic Records, so that people who are interested can step into that venue and learn more about what they need for the life that they are supposed to have. And Archangel Ariel, since we will be talking about you later on in the show, I invite you to come in and settle our hearts, settle our minds, and prepare us for what you would have us learn about you this evening. May the meditation that I give be what is in the highest for all concerned. Thank you. Alrighty, so I'm going to start out a little bit here with just talking about what I really feel like that Spirit wanted me to say. And I'm always amazed at the universe, that it evidences its power in such simple, almost humble ways. And that we are commanded to also show our divinity a lot of the times with a lot of simplicity. And we are to be salt. S-A-L-T, we are the salt of the earth. In one of his sermons, Jesus told a crowd of people that they were the salt of the earth. And this message has been carried on for thousands of years. And he didn't say that we might be salt, or that if we tried really hard, we could get close to being salt. He said we are salt. And because we are that, we can either be a catalyst for change, or we can become tasteless, useless, and not be really of use to anybody. Because salt is so readily available, it's easily taken for granted the full meaning of what Jesus was talking about when he was talking about being the salt of the earth. Because in biblical times, people knew the meaning and the importance of being compared to salt. It was an expensive and highly valued natural element. Cities were built around and populations shipped where salt was mined or collected from the seas. Wars were fought and kings laid siege to cities and countries rich in salt. It was used for currency. The word salary is derived from the word salt. Slaves bought with this mineral who disappointed their owners were said to be not worth his salt. Some readings say that Roman soldiers and soldiers from the War of 1812 may have been paid in salt or were able to obtain salt more easily than civilians when the government ran low of money to pay them. Salt is essential for survival. Each cell in our body contains salt, and the consumption of salt done in a healthy way helps regulate our bodies. You can find endless lists on various types of salt for cooking or healing, and I would suggest, because it's such an important element to have in our system, that you look at different salts, different options, and kind of feel the way spirit may lead you as to which salt to cook with, whether you should be using healing salts, Epsom salts, something like that. Salt is also a preservative. So what used to spoil was now able to stay fresher longer. So imagine what it must have been like to be able to preserve meat for the winter, or to ship meat to other parts of the world. It had to have been a truly life-changing event for a lot of people. So when Jesus was talking about being the salt of the earth, he was talking about being the essence of life, because salt is so important. He was talking about something of value. But there are practical ways that we can be the salt of the earth. I'm only going to share three of them because I know we have readings that are lining up, and I want to make time for those. How do we be salt? Well, again, salt is a preservative. So as a preservative, we can hold the space for people in need, in pain, in crisis. We can, as they're going through something, we can sort of open up a space for them to be whatever they need to be at that moment. Because when you hold the space, when you are a preservative, the attitude is non-judgment, and you allow people to make their own choices without interfering. All you're doing is just holding the space for them to be able to do what they need to do at the time, at the pace that they need to do it. Holding the space is surrendering to the highest possible outcome. You can do this through sending love and healing energy. You can physically lend a hand. You can pray for them. However you are guided to be of service and to hold this person, to sort of preserve this space for them so they can have the needed room and time and energy to make the changes they need to is one way that you can be the salt of the earth. Another thing that salt does is it adds flavor. So my question is, whose life can you spice up? Maybe it's yours. Not at the expense of your wallet or time necessarily. Find a fun and meaningful way to add some zest. You could do it as easy as adding color to an outfit, eating and sharing, walking in a park. Sometimes a little change creates a lot of fun. Salt gives what it naturally has, so be yourself. You know what it tastes like when you put too much salt on food. You almost can't eat it. You may know what it's like not to have any salt on the food. It's maybe more difficult to eat. So that right amount of fun or flair or the time to be with someone may be all that it takes to start a change. And you may be surprised if you are actually enough to add some spark, because again, you are the salt of the earth. Now, this third way is by far the most challenging, and this is where Archangel Ariel comes in. But let me explain first. Salt is essential. It is valuable. We are of infinite value. Everybody, being salt, being the salt of the earth, is not based on what we do, how we act, what money or possessions we may or may not have. We are of value because we are. Would you act differently towards yourself or others if you viewed everyone as immensely valuable and worthy? I would venture to say yes, you would. I certainly would. Think of how you act when someone special is coming over. Think of how you act when, or how the business acts when the boss comes or the somebody special comes. Think of how everybody does or acts differently because suddenly somebody who's deemed valuable or worthy is going to be there. But what if everybody that we came in contact with was viewed as valuable and worthy? And what if we saw ourselves as being valuable? And even those who irritate us and disappoint us and hurt us are worthy, are divine, have had the salt of the earth. So what would it be like to treat those who irritate you, disappoint you, hurt you, wound you as divine beings? How would you treat them differently? Do you know what the word namaste means? I found this definition online, and I thought it was really beautiful, so I'm going to share it with you. And this is the essence of what namaste is. It says, my soul recognizes your soul. I honor the light, love, beauty, truth, and kindness that is within you, because it is also within me. In sharing these things, there is no distance and there is no difference between us. We are the same. We are one. May the divine in me find in you. And the essence of being the salt of the earth is that last line. May the divine in me honor the divine in you. It's being able to see the divinity in every person and separate yourself from the action. And this is where Archangel Ariel comes in. Because it for some people, in some situations, this would be impossible. We've been so hurt. We've been so wounded. We've been so caught up in the interaction with some people that to actually think of them as a divine being and honor them as a divine being just sounds ridiculous. So we can call on the angelic realm, and we can specifically call on Archangel Ariel. She is called the Lion or the Lioness of God. She works closely with Archangel Raphael to connect us with the healing power of nature. The change when it comes to being the salt of the earth does not come with the other person. The change always comes, if I'm in a situation, the change always comes from me. Change, the other person will change, or they will, if they no longer push my buttons and I have learned the life lesson I need to learn from the relationship with that person, and I no longer react in a way that is unloving or unkind, and I've learned my lesson, and I change, then that relationship will either improve or it may just dissolve. And someone, they may or I may just go by, you know, on my own way and just have learned what I needed to learn and can move on. So one thing that Ariel, along with Archangel Raphael, can do is heal us and heal us, not the other person, not changing the other person, but always focusing on us. And Ariel can also open up the door to the fairies, the elves, spirits, crystals, minerals. So she provides a bountiful array of energies and opportunities for us to be able to connect with nature in a different way, in a healing way, because again, the change starts with us. The feminine energy of Ariel reminds me of one of cards in my tarot deck, and that is the Strength card. The Strength card depicts a woman touching the head of a lion, and you can view this card as the lion being seen as the, you know, the wild beast within us. And the woman, or the feminine energy, represents inner strength. You know, taming the wild beast within, if you will. The energy, the feminine energy, exudes courage and patience and taking charge of a situation with a calm presence. So if we can learn as the salt of the earth to be less reactive and view ourselves always in the place of divinity and what happens to us as a life lesson and something that will help us grow within ourselves, so that we can take that energy, and Ariel and Raphael can help us with this energy and bring this energy out into the world, then we truly become what we are as divine beings in being the light of the earth. So in this last couple of minutes before we do the readings and before portion of the show, I'd just like for everyone to stop and to take a deep centering breath. And as you inhale, I want you to imagine that you're collecting all of the tension and all of the stress and all of the busyness and the monkey mind and everything that goes on. And as you inhale, you're just sort of collecting all that. And as you exhale, you're just going to breathe all of that into the universe. And we're asking the angels to take this energy to something that can be used for our highest good. So take another cleansing breath, inhaling deep, and then exhale. And then on this next breath, to imagine a swirling pink mist. And you can see this mist kind of forming at your feet as you're rooted in with Mother Earth. And it rises, and it's not scary. It's actually quite pleasant, quite beautiful. It's very comforting and warm, nurturing. And as you breathe, you begin to breathe this pink mist into yourself. Breathe through your nose. Breathe it in, and as you exhale, you're breathing this mist throughout your whole body. This pink mist is Archangel Ariel. And if you breathe her in, you'll find that as you fill your system with her, you find that around you, spreading around you and in your personal space, you breathe this mist. In a couple more times, just breathe her in. And then breathe her out. And now I'd like for you bring in two people and more if you feel, if the spirit feels. But I want you to bring in a person that you truly, truly love, that you honor, that you respect, that you that your heart really beats with this person. And then I want you to see them standing there, one person or more if they came. And then I want you to bring in someone that you don't get along with, someone who has hurt you or wounded you. Could be someone from the past, could be someone from the present. What I'd like you to do is, as you breathe in this mist, this beautiful pink mist, and as you exhale, that this mist goes over these people, that it is very easy to love, and those that are not quite so easy to love. And as you are not doing the work, Ariel is bringing her beautiful pink loving mist over people or over situations that are very easy for you, and maybe not so easy for you. But I just want you to feel the love. I want you to feel Ariel working throughout your system. And as these people fade into the pink mist, and they're no longer there, take one more deep cleansing breath. And as you exhale, thank Archangel Ariel for coming to you this evening. You can call on her anytime, anywhere. You can breathe in this pink mist and spread it to anybody, everybody that you want. And in this way, we are truly being the salt of the earth. And with that, I'm going to send it over to Mark.
Perfect timing. I was just in the back room talking to a whole lot of great people who are ready for some readings.
All right.
Well, For anybody who missed the beginning, next month, me and Dr. Connie are going to be co-hosting our friend Linda Howell. Linda Howell is going to be our guest for the first show on Thursday in April. And Linda Howell, for anybody who's not familiar with it, she is the creator and teacher of how to access the Akashic Records and how to use the Akashic Records for healing and for learning the purpose of your soul and all kinds of great stuff. So we're really excited to have her on as a guest. We don't normally take guests on Connie's show, and we decided in the situation we would make an exception. So we're really excited for that. To find out more about Dr. Connie, go to her website at drconniesays.com. And as always, if you want to find out more about the shows, you can go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. For anybody who wants to call a reading, this evening me and Dr. Connie are tag teaming. I will be doing anything related to romance, soulmates, anything along those lines. Dr. Connie will be handling everything else. So when we bring you on, after you introduce yourself and say hello, let us know what type of reading you're looking for this evening. And with that, Dr. Connie, if you can just talk for a minute, I'm going to go screen one last caller and then we'll start bringing them in. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Okay. I hope that you will take an opportunity to spend more time with Archangel Ariel. I know we had to do this very quickly, and it was really just basically an introduction on how you can spread your love and your divinity to other people's divinity. And, okay. Well, that was quick. So go for it.
Yeah, we have somebody who keeps on calling in, but I can't hear them. So I'm going to ask them to try to find a better phone line and give us a call back. We'd love to have you on the air and do some do some readings for you and stuff like that. So I apologize. I know they've called in a few times, and I think they're just having problems with their number. All right, so let's go ahead and do these in order. We do take the callers. If we haven't screened your name yet, I'll try to pick you up towards the end of the show. We'll definitely get to everybody, even if we have to go into a little overtime tonight. So just a reminder, if you're calling in, me and Dr. Connie are actually doing readings this evening. So I'll be doing anything related to soulmates, romance, relationships, and stuff like that. And Dr. Connie will be handling everything else. And with that, let's go ahead and bring Ellen on. Ellen, you're on with Mark and Dr. Connie.
Hi, Mark, and hi, Dr. Connie.
Hi, Ellen.
I would like a reading, and I'll let you decide what is the best way of handling this. Just a message from my angels, or maybe a question of what is the next best step in my spiritual journey.
All right, I'll leave that with you, Dr. Connie.
Yeah, I was thinking, I didn't, now see, Spirit told me to go get my goddess cards, and it was for you, Ellen.
Okay.
All right. Lots of really good feminine energy. But I'm using Doreen Virtue's goddess cards. So,
okay.
All right. One thing that, three things actually, I pulled three cards. The goddess Artemis is your guardian. And she works with Yamana with golden opportunities, and these two are coming together because it is safe for you to take a risk. It is safe for you to step out even of your comfort zone. And if you do, then you are being assured that you will be guarded and protected while you take, sort of a leap of faith kind of a thing. Part of this is going to come about. Coventina is saying that there needs to be some sort of purification. So it could be like doing a detox for example.
Okay.
I'm kind of getting the sense that a detox would be good for you and sort of clean out. I recently did a detox and went to Whole Foods, and they have these pills that you take. And some mm-hmm. of them are for your liver, and some of them are for your kidney. So it's really kind of it cleans your system out, it cleans your toxins out. And after you do that, then when you pray and when you meditate, you will be guided into, or you may already have, this kind of a nudging or a question mark of something that you might want to do. And you're going to have opportunities to step out and do different things, and it's okay for you to do that, again, because you're going to be protected. Does that make sense?
Actually, yes. The detoxing, I've been pondering as you said it. I'm going to do it. Just a long story, I was sick and I lost my appetite for a while. And maybe that's part of it, you know. My body was telling me to not eat, and I really wasn't eating very much. And since getting over the flu or whatever it was that I had, I've also been plagued by migraines, I mean, far too frequently. So again, I have this push in my mind to change my diet, and maybe what
right.
I should be doing is a detox.
Well, I think if you do the detox and you rid yourself of all of the, a lot of stuff is coming up for you, and it's no accident that you called tonight, but a lot of stuff is coming up for you, and that was the basis for the sickness and the migraine and all that. Doing the detox is going to flush all of that out, and once you get that out and you're sort of, you know, clean, you got a new slate, then it will be easier to sort of appreciate and take advantage and to notice opportunities mm-hmm. that you might look at and go, oh, that kind of sounds fun, and know that you can go into it and everything will be cool.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Connie, for the reading. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Ellen. You're very welcome. God bless you.
Bless you, too.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. Moving on to, and I see if I can pronounce your name correctly. Is it Amla?
Amla, yes. Hi, how are you?
Oh, there. Yay. It's great to have you on the show. You're on with Dr. Connie and Mark.
Hi, Dr. Connie. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Hi. Good.
Good.
Good. Actually, Mark, you'd probably be able to answer. This is about a relationship partnership. So I was wondering if you see things developing with a certain person I have in mind.
Okay, great.
We're fine.
Go ahead and some cards. This is actually coming
okay.
off of Doreen Virtue's Romance Angel deck. I'm going to pull three cards for you. And this is related to a friendship that has potentially more, right?
Yes. I've known him for about 5 months now.
Okay, great. Let's go ahead and see what the angels have to say for you, give you some little guidance here. All right, so the first card that's coming up is Keep an Open Mind. It says your soulmate may differ from your usual type and expectations. So that's
okay.
the first card that's coming up. The second one says express your love. Go ahead and make the romantic gesture. The real sense of what's coming through here is related to you really being authentic in who you are,
yep.
really being yourself and not really, like, you want to make sure that if you're going to have a relationship with somebody that they like you for who you truly are and the authentic part of you. So the message of being authentic keeps on coming up quite a bit, but really just kind of putting a message out there. It's not that you have to heavily come on to the other person, but you just kind of want to just kind of float some ideas out there to say, you know, I really like spending time with you. I like, you know, doing these different things and stuff like that, just kind of putting it out there. You know, sometimes partners or, you know, the individual on the other side of the equation, he or she,
yeah.
sometimes we don't pick up on things so quickly. So, you know, when you show some interest and say, you know, there really is something here that I'd like to see if there's potential for, that kind of wakes
yeah.
us up to say, oh, you know, I just thought it was a friendship or something. I didn't realize that there could be more. So, But like yeah. I said, the message that keeps on coming up, and it's not that I feel that you're fake in any way, but there is this yeah. idea of really making sure that if a relationship's going to come through and it's going to be very strong for you, that it's based yeah. on who you truly are and what yeah. it is that you want in a relationship. So the next message that came up is let your friends help you. Ask for and accept support from others. This okay. is really to kind of have, you know, I always like to have my friend Rockney. He's my a litmus test when I'm trying to figure out if what I'm doing is reasonable or if, you know, he's kind of helps see if I get too deep in the forest. Yeah. He kind of yeah. is my, you know, so, you know, if you have some yeah. girlfriends around you or friends around you, you know, yeah. kind of feel in and say, you know, because lots of times we get so caught up in the relationship, you're like, oh, this is just amazing. And your friends are like, oh, my goodness, I didn't want to say anything. But, you know, this person treats you so badly or they're not being, yeah. and I'm not saying that's the case, but really use right. the support outside of yourself to help you go through that, but without giving up your power. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Right. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Because you want to have girlfriends, but don't let them, you know, sway you too much on where you're going with your decisions. And when the day's over, you're the one that has to be in the relationship, and you're the one that has to be happy.
Right. Right. Right.
Anything else? That makes
sense. No. I feel like I'm like I am being definitely authentic with him. There's nothing where I'm not. I have no expectations. It's interesting. We just met up this past weekend and just no expectations. I'm just being me, and it was a meditation, and he seemed more into me. It's very interesting of like, it wasn't even like something I was trying to do. I was just being myself, and I just could yeah. feel his energy being drawn to me. So yeah. Very cool.
And that's beautiful. I mean, that's really where the best relationships come out of, is for you to be who you are and really right. want somebody to want some of that, to be part of that energy, to want to share in that experience, you know, and, you know, that's yeah. generally where the best relationships come from.
Yes. And so you see a potential. It's just a matter of, continue with being authentic and, give and take kind of thing, where I'm not giving myself too much, right?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's kind of important for you to kind of take it a little bit slow as you build a good foundation with each other. I also okay. feel that it's important for you to always keep in mind that you want to be in balance with everything you do. So,
yeah.
you know, you want to make sure that, you know, I think for so many of us, especially the hopeless romantics, we get into a relationship, we want to jump in, and then through that process, we stop loving ourselves. We stop taking care of ourselves. We stop taking,
yeah.
you know, time for ourselves. It's almost like I got to do everything with my partner. So it's really
yeah.
important to have that balance so that you
yes.
can be in the relationship in a more healthy way.
Yes, I agree. And I'm definitely doing that myself. Self-care is so important. Absolutely. Not getting lost in. Because it's a partnership. It's not codependency relationship. It's a partnership.
Exactly. And it's a very subtle transition sometimes to go into codependency. So, you know, you
exactly,
definitely
yes.
want to kind of just make sure that you are kind of taking, and that's where friends can come in. You know, if you have friends coming up to you saying, hey, we haven't seen you in 6 months. What's going on? You know,
yeah.
it's a little of an indicator. There's nothing wrong with just really enjoying and,
yeah,
and being
no.
part of the relationship, but just don't lose yourself in the process.
Exactly. Okay, thank you so much, Mark. That makes total sense.
All right. I wish you the best of luck, lots of joy and happiness.
You too. Thank you, Dr. Kanye. Thank you, Mark.
You're very welcome.
Oh, that was beautiful. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Annetta? Or Anita.
It's Annette.
Annette, thank you.
Yeah, that's okay. I've never been called Anita. I actually kind of like it.
What kind of guidance are you looking for this evening? How can we support and empower you? Romance. Oh, wow. You guys
yeah.
got me on a roll. I love it. All righty. Let's take a look and see. I mean, okay. Are you basically just putting yourself out there and wanting to bring in a new relationship, or do you have something potential you're thinking of? Where are you going with this idea?
That's a potential, but I'm getting I wouldn't say exhausted, but we're friends, but I feel like I'm trying to maintain the friendship, and I feel that I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like it's a little bit, you know, we were just talking before about balance and how important balance is in relationships.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, excuse me. I think sometimes when we're dealing with people, you know, there's this sense every once in a while, it feels like, you know, we're especially if you're trying to help somebody with something, it feels like we're working harder at it than they are, you know? So, you know, we feel like we're definitely, a little bit out in the pool there.
Yeah.
So, do you want some guidance on where this is going, or do you really want to, really talk about maybe going in a different direction? I mean, there's potential for both.
I want more guidance on it. Cause I don't want to, it's not that I want to give up. I want to give up it has to be balanced. And if it's not balanced, then I become unbalanced. And it takes two to nurture a friendship or a love relationship or any type of relationship. It needs to be, two people need to be working at it.
Yeah, that's some beautiful wisdom right there.
Yeah, they really do. It
okay,
can't be one-sided.
Let's go ahead and put some cards out here and see where this is going.
Okay,
so the first card I got was unacquainted love. There's not enough attraction or chemistry to keep this relationship going.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the angels are so on target.
I know.
That it gives me goosebumps, you know.
Yeah.
You know, my suggestion, I was kind of getting this as you talked, is even before I pulled the card, so I love when the angels kind of validate this. And we got another card to validate in a second, but I really do feel that you really should probably just shift this, see if there's the ability for you to kind of salvage this as just a friendship only and keep a very strong boundary there, that's all it's going to be.
Not even friendship.
And
see that as friendship. No, because the interesting thing is that I don't share with this person. I don't open up and share with them. They come to me and share with me. I don't share with them.
Yeah. And that should be a really good litmus test just for yourself right there. I mean, someone that you want to really share your life with or really be in a relationship with, you want to have that excitement of wanting to put yourself out there, feeling safe.
Yeah.
You know, really being able to be excited about wanting to share your life with somebody. So, you know, some of these indicators are usually the best ones in really kind of telling us what's going on and what we're actually seeing in the relationship, even though lots of times
we call it a relationship.
Ignore them.
Yeah, I don't even see it as a relationship. I don't really see it as far as I'm concerned, anything. I really don't. And it's interesting today because I actually saw him today, and he made the reference that I'm giving him the cold shoulder. And I'm like, what? Because I didn't feel that I was giving him the cold shoulder. I just was not giving him my attention.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a good reason for it. You know, the next card that came up from the angels is called Deception. And it says someone is wearing a false self mask in this relationship. And that is he is not being authentic. I think he has expectations on what it wants and what he wants to get, and you know, he's not really interested in the entire package. You know, so your radar, your woman's intuition right up front there is really telling you everything you need to know. You know, so you know, as I kind of felt it in the beginning of this, the angels really want you to go in a different direction, and we wanted to, you know, I kind of said,
too.
You know, do you want guidance on this, and do you want to know what the next step is? The next card that says, it says worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. And that is, the angels really are moving you in a direction. And I think really you're going to really expand once you can kind of move past this and just be in a more healthier space. And the angels are really lining up something that's just really going to be a better fit. And I think it's really important, not only for you, but for everybody else that's listening to the show, that is that when it comes to relationships and taking care of yourself, you do not want to compromise. You want to be in a relationship, like I spoke to in the previous, with the previous caller. You really want to be in a relationship where you're in balance, where you are being nurtured, where you are able to, like you said, to share yourself, to want to be sharing yourself with somebody. And if you don't have trust there, that can be a very big problem.
I don't. Yeah. I don't have trust with him, because it's like, you know, he said, the cold shoulder. In my mind, I'm thinking, what? I don't understand what. How do you want me to be, like, all over you? Because you basically told me that nothing was going to happen between the two of us. It wasn't going to go there.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you would, what more could you possibly want from me? And then when I went to ask, I'm like, what do you mean? I said, explain to me as to how I'm giving you the cold shoulder. And he went into joking, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. And whenever he does that, I put up, I don't trust you, because you can't, I just automatically, I'm like, I don't trust you. You tell me what you mean by that.
Can I interject real quick?
Yes, please.
It's called the back walking away.
Mm-hmm.
He's comfortable with the way that you act, but when you change the dance step, then he has to change.
Yes.
And if so, that's what's going on. When, as long as you act in a way that he's comfortable with, everything's cool and fine. But if you ever try to switch, so, and what you need to be doing is completely changing the dance step, and it's not going to make him comfortable. So that's and you don't have to get caught into, well, how do I have to be, and what do I have to do, and why do you do that? And now you know that he's coming from his own fear, and he can feel the shift in the relationship.
That's true. You're so right, because I noticed that when I pull away, when I just withdraw my energy, now he wants to be talkative. He comes around more,
right?
Because you know,
and until he's got you back the way he wants you, and then it'll switch back to the way it was before.
Right. And I'm just really exhausted by it, and I just don't want it anymore.
Yeah,
I really don't. I'm bored.
Yeah, and that's the reason why you are feeling tired. And our recommendation in closing here is that you move on.
I am, and I feel good about this.
Very good.
I really
good girl.
Do. Good. So thank you both very, very much. Right. I appreciate it.
Very welcome.
Many blessings.
No problem at all.
And you.
Yeah, I wish you a really joyful journey. Yeah, you take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Wow, that's beautiful. All right. Julia, you're on.
Hello. How are you today?
Or
this
Julia?
Evening, I should
Hi,
say.
Julia.
There you go.
Here I am. Well, I think I'm following the theme, love. I was hoping for a new love to be coming into my life.
All right, let's go ahead and pull some cards and see what's going on here.
Thank you.
Lots of great messages out there for everybody this evening. All right. The first message, this is something I went through a few years ago. It says, love yourself first. Your self-respect makes you more romantically attractive. I don't get that you have some big issue that needs to be really stomped on, but really, really make sure that you're loving yourself, that you're in that space of of knowing what it is that you want in life, really just being, you know, kind of like what I was doing with the first caller, you know, just kind of talking about really being centered inside yourself. And from that space, that's when you attracted the best kind of partners and stuff into your life. The next card is calling in your soulmate. Your prayers, affirmations, and visualizations help you bring you together. So it is in the works. You know, lots of times I always like to say to people that if I could send somebody to have them call you in the next 5 seconds, what is it that you want? And a lot of us don't know how to answer that question. We haven't really thought about, you know, we talk about a lot of the surface stuff, you know, but, you know, have we really thought about what is it that works for me in a relationship? What would be a good fit, you know? And sometimes a lot of those, that information comes out of a lot of other relationships and a lot of negative experiences we had to know, you know, I know what doesn't work for me. So there's a lot to be said about really praying, using affirmations, and visualizing what it is that you want to have as far as a relationship. I had a good teacher tell me, or someone who was sharing some wisdom with me about 2 weeks ago, who said, it's not about, you know, I want, you know, this person to have this type of job or something like that. They said something along the lines of putting out a prayer that's something like, in my next relationship, I want to feel like I'm sharing my life with somebody who enjoys the same things that I do, who enjoys laughter, someone who will show me that they love me as much as I love them, you know, that it can be this thing that's in balance. So it's more about what is the emotions I want to feel with this person in the relationship, you know, and like I said, sometimes if you don't know, kind of going to, well, you know, I don't want somebody that mistreats me or doesn't speak kindly all the time or something like that. And then you turn it around and you say, you know, I want somebody who, you know, is going to, you know, be in a space of support and to allow me to become, you know, the most highest potential who I can be. And I want to experience that in a relationship. So definitely think about what it is that you want to have in a relationship and kind of put that out there. The last card is attraction. It says, you attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. You know, there's so many books and audios and everything out there about the power now and being present and being in the moment. The truth of it is you're never going to create anything by going into the past and thinking about what had happened or what you could have done better. You can't worry about the future going, well, you know, this is what I want to see in a year. You really want to think about what is it that I want to experience in my life with somebody right now, and kind of be present in the moment and be in that present moment instead of spending so much time either in the future or in the past. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's funny that so much of what you just were saying, I was just, while I was waiting in the queue, I just was compiling a list of all the things. And, you know, loving, supportive, generous, a great heart, you know, mm-hmm. somebody that it's easy to be with and fun, who, you know, who gets me, who has my, you know, has a great sense of humor. So, yeah, I'm just basically compiling a list and then you just started saying that. So that's awesome.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so, great. You know, one of the final keys to that, besides putting that out there, is really for you to think about, like you just did, like all those characteristics, but for you really to be loving yourself and embracing all those characteristics in yourself, and then just be yourself. And then from that, you don't even have to really actively go out. It'll just, as you go and you're experiencing life, you're automatically going to pull somebody in that matches that, because as you are that, you know, we talk about this in partnerships. We talk about this in teaching others and stuff like that. You just have to be yourself and put yourself out there the way you want to be. And you're automatically going to pull in somebody who says, you know what, I like being around this person. Look, you know, they look at you and they say, oh my goodness, look at so much joy and laughter she might have. And they say, you know, I want part of that. I want to go and meet that person. And, you know, there's a lot of people say, oh, you got to be like this perfect looking person and you got to have all the right characteristics or you're not going to attract anybody. And there's a lot of studies out there that show that, you know, if you take, you know, as an example, a supermodel and then just the average Joe person and you put them side by side, if you have this average Joe person who is just naturally in love and in power with herself, embracing all the aspects of who she wants to be, that person there attracts more partners around them than the supermodel. And people are like, oh, you know, people would want this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. When you see someone that's confident, when you see somebody that really embraces all the characteristics of who they are, that in itself is the most powerful attraction that can be there. And it goes even back to the studies from Saint Germain and how we attract twin flames. And that is, you become the vibration of what it is you're seeking.
Yes. Yep.
So I wish you I wish you lots of luck on that journey.
That was awesome. You just be you.
Yeah, very cool.
Well,
all righty. Well, thank you
so
for calling in. I wish you lots of love and blessing. All righty.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. We got a bunch of other callers. Let me just take a look at time and see. We're a little bit going over time. You want to run into some overtime tonight, Connie?
That's fine. Sure.
All right. Unfortunately, I don't have names for the other people, so I'm going to go ahead and just bring you on with your last four digits. I apologize for not screening. As you can tell, we're kind of multitasking tonight, so we're going to have to wing this. So bringing in caller ending in 4415.
For other problems, you know, in the past.
What is your name?
I have stomach pain in the last 3 weeks. And we did, I went to see OBGYN. Hello?
Yes. You're on the air. What is your first name?
Okay, let me call you back. 1 second. I'm sorry. My first name is Anne. I didn't realize it. Hi.
Yeah, we usually try to screen people ahead of time. We're kind of winging it tonight because we're both doing reading. So I apologize for not getting your name ahead of time. So what kind of reading are you looking for this evening?
It's a love relationship reading.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Dr. Connie, you could just take the night off.
I'm thinking about it.
So do you think the day will take me to? No?
I'm sorry?
So do you think that you will give me a reading today or you will not? I didn't understand you said
that. Oh, no, he's going to give you a reading. Yeah, he's going to give you a reading right now.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
I was just joking with Dr. Connie. All right. Let's. So just to give some direction, as I've been doing with a number of people this evening, are you in something potential? You want to see where it's going to go, or are you looking to bring something in?
I was trying to reconnect with someone, but I don't know. The person simply didn't respond. So,
okay, let's go ahead and see where that's going then. Okay, so the first card that came up has to do with new love. It says a new person has stirred some romantic feelings in you. I don't know that I particularly get that this is the person you were reaching out for. I have a sense that there actually is someone else around you. I don't know if you notice someone else, but the sense I get is that the new love or this new potential that's coming in is not actually the one that you spoke about a minute ago. There's actually something else. It's someone that's kind of in the outskirts around you.
I don't have anyone like this. I'm not dating anyone. And this person that I was trying to reconnect, actually, it was about 2 weeks ago. And I'm not seeing anyone at this time.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. I think there is someone who, excuse me. It's interesting because I can see them close to you, but I don't know that you notice them yet. But there is someone that's actually around you that looks like it's actually. And then the next card that just came up says true love. This is the romance of a lifetime. So whoever this new potential person is that's coming in that I don't think you've recognized yet is going to be a very powerful romance and relationship for you. There is another card that just came up here. It says separation. this talks about being apart. So this third card actually is talking about that person that you were trying to reconnect with that you just talked about a minute ago. There seems to be a sense that really is someone that you should probably just keep on the outskirts. I don't know if that's making any sense at all to you or not.
Well, the last part probably makes sense, I was thinking, but I don't know who else is the person that could be my close to me and show interest, because I simply don't have anyone.
Yeah, yeah, and that's actually the most beautiful place to watch something come in, because there is something else out there. So just in general, just to recap, because I'm not sure if that actually came out very clearly, to start from the end of the reading, the angels are suggesting that this person that you said that you're trying to connect with, we're suggesting that you keep space there and not try to fully connect with them. Instead, I would want you to kind of pay a little bit more attention to your surroundings and people around you. There is somebody that's coming in, and it's going to be a very, very powerful and beautiful relationship for you.
Oh, that's great. Mark, what is your website? Because I looked on this nice information for this today's show. It doesn't have your last name. It doesn't have a website. It has.
Yeah, that's because, to be honest with you, I used to do a lot of different type of work around the world, and I haven't actually been doing it. I've actually been, my day job is I'm actually an international project manager. So I don't actually do a lot of spiritual work outside the scope of just the support I do on the radio shows. And of course, what I've found lately in the last 2 years is that as I travel around, matter of fact, I was at a spiritual retreat at an ashram last weekend for meditation. Is that I run into people in my journey, and then through that, I just help people in whatever way I can. So to answer your question, right now there is no website. I actually had four of them, and they're actually all down right now. I don't actually have a live website, and I'm not actually putting myself out there beyond the readings I'm doing on the radio show right now.
Oh, and but what is your last name? I'll just look you up. Maybe I'll connect somehow.
I'm sorry. It's Rawson, Rawson.
Rawson.
S-O. Yeah, Mark.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mark.
Very top secret, right?
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for calling into the show. You're gonna run into a very very beautiful romance. Take care.
How soon?
So that's really powerful the way that came through. It's kind of like the angels answered the potential of what was coming in. I feel like we're doing like a play-by-play, like a football game, Dr. Connie, right? So the angels came in and talked about something new. And then in the last card, they talked about, oh, yeah, by the way, that thing you were trying to connect out to, that's not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's usually they do it the other way around. They usually start with, you know, oh yeah, the thing you're feeling, it's not going to work out. It's not going to be a good idea. You know, you're safer for you, you know. And sometimes, and I think a lot of people who understand, you know, this, you know, thank goodness that, you know, and I see this sometimes because I've been in a certain type of relationship where I've wanted to be in a relationship, and then I found out something after the fact. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness the angels were running interception for me, because I thought that was going to be the best relationship for me. And thank goodness it never came together, you know, and then, you know, you're able to kind of see it in hindsight. But lots of times, I think for a lot of us who are listening, we get so frustrated because we do really want to be in a relationship. We all have such loving hearts, and we really want to be out there and really helping people and wanting to share ourselves in the journey. And sometimes we're kind of a little too quick to jump out there. So thank goodness that we got some higher beings that are kind of watching our back going, oh, no, don't go there, you know. So let's see if we can knock out two more callers and we'll call it a night. All right, 0221, did I just have you on the air?
No, I'm new.
Oh, great. Hello? What's your first name?
My name is Sherry.
Oh, excellent. Sherry, what kind of reading are you looking for this evening?
Romance.
Ah, there we go.
You seem to be on a roll there.
Yeah,
especially
yeah, it's funny. You
calling
know,
one in.
All right, so you're kind of looking at you. So you heard all the spew already about how we're going to make that happen more successfully, right?
Right.
It's funny how all of us help each other because anything that I've said this evening fits for you, right? You know,
right.
Thinking about what it is you want, embracing that aspect in yourself, you know. So let's go ahead and put some cards on and just see what the angels have to say, though. Oh, that's so funny. You know, I shuffle this deck, and some people don't actually believe this sometimes, but I'm always amazed
how it comes up again.
Just work. This is exactly the same card spread as what I just pulled, I think, two readings ago. and that's after a very big shuffle. I actually shuffle the whole time I'm usually talking. So the first card that came up is attraction. You attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. So we talked about being present, being in the moment, embracing the aspects of who you are and what it is that you're looking for. Calling in your soulmate, your prayers, your affirmations, your visualizations help bring you together. And the last card is love yourself first. Your self-respect makes you more romantically attractive. We'll get that out. There we go. So the angels almost do that to just kind of show me sometimes because they're like, here, look. So there it is. Basically the same cards I pulled about two people ago.
Do you feel that it'll be, I'm in the process of relocating. Do you feel like this will be happening when I get to the new destination or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're going to need a little time to settle in. I'm thinking about maybe two months for you to kind of settle in. I think once you start to get, situated in this new space, get very comfortable in a routine and stuff like that, that's when you're going to see actually probably two potential people come in. So it sounds like a really beautiful journey with you doing this relocation, really starting in with some new, fresh energy. And these two potential people that are going to come in for you.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for looking into that for me.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great move. Enjoy the journey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, last one.
Hello.
6343. I'm sorry I didn't get your name ahead of time.
That's all right. My name is Megan.
Hey, Megan. What kind of reading are you looking for this evening?
Mine is also about, actually, I think, isn't this relationship mostly supposed to be about love, or are you, like, doing any kinds of readings?
No, we're doing any type of readings.
Okay. Well, I think I'll ask about, keep changing my mind. It keeps like feeling like I need to ask about finances, even though what I want to ask about is love. So I don't know. Whatever comes up, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you something though. I'm going to say something to you that's going to sound like very, very, very codependent, okay? But I will say that when you're in a relationship, especially where you're in a balanced relationship with a good partner, that is actually, in a way, acts as your muse. And it really generates so much other energy because when you're in that flow, when you're in that connection with somebody from that space, that's when you create the most beautiful things. And with that comes a flow of abundance in so many different ways, not just money. But the key aspect is that it actually gets everything to flow. So when you're in that space and you can really allow your heart to open, that's when everything else starts to flow too. So I would say that if you can kind of put yourself out there and get yourself into a good balanced relationship with somebody, I think you'll find that most of the finance issues are going to disappear within probably about 2.5 months. With that, okay. Do you want me to pull some cards related to romance and love?
Sure. I am in a relationship right now, but it's just in one way, it's like we have a really strong special connection, and then in other ways, it seems like we want way different things out of life, and just different personalities. I'm just more serious in general, and more just grounded, and I don't really need a lot of external stimulation going on, except when I feel like it, but and he's, of course, more social, and interacting with others is one of his primary sources of energy in life, and it's just kind of the opposite for me. And there's just a lot of differences going on. So, I mean, it's not that I don't want that. It's just that I also feel a little bit trapped myself as far as my social life, because I just have a lot of issues around that. But anyway, I'm just wondering whether or not we should continue working on this relationship, or whether it would be healthier or better to start a different one. Or, I mean, I don't really mind being alone either.
I was gonna say it sounds like you're compromising. And one of the teaching sayings that I heard come up when you were talking was, if you had everything to win and nothing to lose, what would you wish? What would you choose?
Yeah. I mean,
the question I would have is, if you could be in a relationship where things were a little bit more in alignment, more maybe on the same page. And there's nothing wrong with having something where the two of you kind of balance each other, but if you're not on the same page as far as future direction, I mean, what would it, there's two sides to this, because we can talk about personal work and relationships, right? The first question I would ask is, why are you in a relationship and compromising? Right? And you don't need to answer that more than just think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of it is if you knew that you could move into something else, would you take the time to leave this relationship in a very loving way, be out on your own for a little bit, and then really think about, like what we've been teaching on the show today, about really becoming everything that it is that you want in a relationship, embracing that, and putting it out to the universe to bring in somebody that would be maybe a little bit more in alignment with you.
Yeah. I really have been thinking that. It's really hard at the same time to leave this person, just because, even though it doesn't make any sense, especially, in like stability wise, and just we see things so differently, but there still is something special. But I usually do come to that we probably were just supposed to be together to help each other grow for a short amount of time, I guess. But I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with honoring what you've had. And just like you, I'm getting the same confirmation that you are. And that was, it was a contract. It is complete. You guys have done what you were supposed to do together. I think, really what we're looking at is, I'd really like to see you move forward.
All right. Okay, well, thank you very much. This is a very interesting show. I think you actually read kind of similar to the way that I do. So it's interesting, actually, hearing that. But anyway, I will continue listening, so... yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Okay, you take care. God bless you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Connie.
All right.
That wasn't the collaborative show that I thought we were going to have.
No, but it was what was needed. Evidently, it was what was needed, so I think it was perfect.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. All right, so before we close down the show, just let me let everybody know that on the next show in April, which will be the first Thursday, me and Dr. Connie, which we don't normally do. I usually just do the back phone support and radio support, but we're actually going to co-host a show the first Thursday in April. For that show, we're going to have our friend Linda Howell on. Linda Howell is one of the original teachers on how to access and use the Akashic records. And she's going to be our guest on In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio in April. We want to say thank you. And let me go ahead and I'll let you say goodbye in a second, Dr. Connie. Let me go ahead and send out love and support to everybody that's listening to this show. May your journey through life be filled with love, joy, and happiness. May you experience and be present in the moment. May you let go and be healed of anything that no longer serves you. May you be blessed in so many ways. May you know love in your heart for yourself, and from that space be able to love others. Thank you. Dr. Connie, thanks for allowing me to be on the show with you this evening.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for being a part. Blessings to everyone that called in and those of you that will be listening on archive and that were listening tonight. And we will be looking forward to having you on next month, and Linda can share her wonderful insights with us. So... good night, everybody.
All right. Good night, everybody.